This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Oh yeah, I'm still riding high right now. I feel I got a dopamine rush.
Oh, from the baseball.
Going through my brain from the baseball game.
Do we have to talk about that more?
No, we don't.
Okay.
But I'm just feeling
good. Get it out. Good. Good. I'm glad.
Ready.
I almost want to like study you. I'd love to get a blood sample or something where I can check your hormonal profile to see how sports affects people. Because I am completely neutral. If anything, I'm probably more negative because when I see joy in other people, it makes me mad.
Right, it makes me jealous,
and it makes me bitter because I want that joy for myself, but there's no way that I can capture it, that I can absorb it from what you're talking about because it's boring.
It's weird because it has nothing to do with anybody.
Yes,
it has nothing to do with me. That game has nothing to do with me.
Yes.
And people always talk about it. It's just like politics, or you have your own little tribe thing that you have, and it's just good to see the people that you identify with, your team, defeat another team.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good feeling.
Okay.
That's all it is. Like I said, I hate when people go, we got a tough task this week going to Oakland. And you go, you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with you. But it's just you get so, you have some sort of connection with other people. It's like other people that are into it, like Johnny and I are watching the game attentively.
Right.
We're talking. We have that
there's
sort
a camaraderie.
Of
now
in.
I see it, and I'm obviously not that I'm jealous of it, but you know I wish that I could share that with you. I wish I could say things like, "Oh, the way the slam home run that he made with this bottom of the third."
That's not it, but yep.
You know what I mean? And I wish I could say the lingo, but I can't, and I can't even get myself to learn it because that's how little I care. I can't. So I would just rather seethe in the corner and just not say anything and, you know, just sulk. That's really what I'm good at. Just sulk.
I don't blame you for not being involved in it. I can see, you know, on the outside looking in how it would be severely boring.
Yes.
And just you have no connection.
Nothing. And I've explained it kind of like this before. With sports, I understand football a fair bit more now, especially being with, like, you know, you and Ryan and Johnny. You guys are big sports guys. I understand how the game is played a lot more, but still, even with baseball and a lot of times football as well, like, I'll see, everybody gets excited. I'm like, I was looking at the screen. I didn't really see anything. It doesn't mean the same thing. It's like watching, this is how I compare it. It's like watching a foreign film in a different language with no subtitles. Mm. That's what it's like. You're just like, okay, and you're kind of looking around, you kind of see, you're going off other people's expressions, and you kind of see what's going on, but there's no one really explaining it in layman's terms. And the sad thing is like, I should know by now. I've probably seen enough football clips that I should probably have the game figured out. I mean, I understand the objective, you get the ball in the end zone, easy enough, but then there's all the rules and the plays, and I just don't care. I'm so apathetic that it's painful for me to like try to learn it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel I totally get that.
Question for you: the high that you get when a team that just, you know, corresponds to the city that you happen to live in, really just a coincidence, nothing really more than that. Is it similar to like when you get like something for free? Like that feeling when you get something comped or that you got a deal. Like that's when I get like high on life. You know, like not that I stole anything, obviously that doesn't get me high, but when someone like we did like a little trade or, you know, they're like, listen, you're on the radio, come on by, have this, and you're like, hell yeah, you know, or you have a friend that hooks it up, you know the DJ, you know who, you know the bouncer, and they hook it up, and that feeling, that high that you get, that you bypassed paying money, is it similar to that? Because that's really what gets my gears going.
I mean, I would say it's similar because you're just feeling joy, but I would say it's more like you feel some sort of accomplishment. Like you feel like you did something.
That's even worse.
I know, because you didn't. It's just a trick. You're lying to yourself, but you feel like because you identify with that team.
Uh-huh.
So when they succeed, you by proxy succeed as well. Like we're telling, you know, Michael Shredded 813 on Twitter, like, screw you, asswipe. Like, yeah. You lose.
Listen, I kind of get it because I get a little bit. I think the most I get into sports is during the Olympics, right? So then it's USA versus everybody else, and they can frig off. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember in 2008, I was watching the relay with Michael Phelps and some Frenchies, and they were talking trash. I don't know what they were saying because it was in French, but they were talking trash, and we beat them by like 0.001 seconds and got another gold medal just to shove in their stupid French faces. And I remember just screaming, just up and down with joy because there was so much like beef behind the relay. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
No.
It was like a four-style relay, like whatever, you get it, you know, breaststroke okay. And this and that. Anyways, men's, whatever it was, what do you call it? The medley. It was a relay medley, that's what it was. And gotcha. And I remember right at the end, our team won, and not only that, I was in college, and the last leg of that race was a UCSB alum. And I was like, hell yeah,
yeah, there
bitch.
You go. That's it. That's the feeling right there. Because you identify with the school,
right.
And you by proxy, since they're doing well, you're doing well. You can kind of trick your brain into feeling that way.
Sure, but I feel like it was very fleeting because I was probably like blacked out 10 minutes later. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I was really enjoying all of the comments that people were writing on the photo that you posted.
Mm-hmm.
On the Johnny B Show Facebook page. I would say that is something, that is a brand of something that I send you often, would you say?
Yeah.
I've kind of scaled back because at one point you did block me.
I did, yeah.
Because you said you would, and you were a man of your word, and mm-hmm. I respect that about you, William.
Thank you very much.
Yes, so I understand, but how do you feel when I send those things to you? Like, do you feel like they are funny? Do you feel like they are disgusting? Do you feel alive when I send them to you because it's anger, it's emotion, it's sadness, it's disgust, it's maybe even envy because you're like, that's a love that I'll never have?
It's mostly indifference, but I like to give you crap about it.
Yes.
Just because, I don't know, it's fun.
Yes.
Like, I know you like getting a reaction out of me.
I do, yes.
And I just kind of go, ah, oh, that's kind of how I look at them. Oh,
right.
God.
Yes.
And I always know what's coming.
Uh-huh.
Whenever I see a photo, I go, oh, jeez. And I did block you at one point, and you didn't know it for a long time, which was really hilarious. But I blocked her on Instagram, and one day we were trying to
I was trying to tag you, and I was like, where'd you go?
You're like, I can't find you. I'm like, oh, yeah, I blocked you.
You're like, for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, it was at least 2 weeks, yeah, where I blocked you. But, yeah, so I don't know. It's mostly I just like that you enjoy it. So I know you want a reaction from it.
I do, and thank you for giving it to me, because that's all I want. I'm a simple person, not simple-minded, but I enjoy just the simple things, you know. I don't need
good.
The fancy dinners. You know, I'm very happy in my very humble living, you know, day-to-day. The simple things I enjoy. For example, seeing people that have so much self-confidence that just shouldn't. And if you tell them anything otherwise, it's your fault and you are the problem. I'm sorry, but if you put anything on the internet, and I'm talking to myself when I do this, you are open to criticism. It's not against the law. It's not against the law for people to disagree with you. It's not against the law for people to trash talk or even bully you. If you don't want that sort of thing, then don't be on social media. Or have just a few friends and keep it private.
Keep
That's
a private
fine.
Account.
That's fine. Yeah. But if you have thousands of followers and you're opening yourself up and you're showing everybody your life, there's going to be people who are going to criticize you for it. Now, I am a gentle lady, and I'm not going to talk trash to your face because I do care. And I think I'm a compassionate person, but behind your back, I'm a savage. I'm absolutely a savage. I feel like most people are, and if you're not, you're a liar.
Sure.
You're an absolute liar. Gossip is something that's very, very important in the realm of human evolution. It's how we evolve. We're very social animals, you know? And there's nothing like bonding when you're talking trash about somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it great? Because you're like, you're establishing not only boundaries, but standards and values.
Well,
go ahead.
You're building your tribe.
Yes.
Too. You're building, you're excluding some and taking in others,
yeah.
And that's how you build your squad, your team,
mm-hmm.
that you kind of roll with. So that's really what it's about. I'm not mean to people on the internet, but
me neither.
I do like to watch it, even if I'm the victim. I go into the bone chat room, I see the horrible things that people say. Usually it makes me laugh. But I mean, to do that, to have that sort of, I don't know, like, I'm going to just say mean things on the internet. Like, I always wonder what, like, I just feel like those people are miserable who do that publicly.
Absolutely. And I'll be honest, I've been tempted to say things, you know, especially when I'm in a mood, which I've been in lately,
that mood
where you're feeling just acerbic is what I would say. You know, I think Drew used that adjective to describe me once and I laughed. And 3 years later, it's totally true.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm very acerbic, not just like person to person, not like with my discourse, which I am as well, but internally I've been feeling very acid, like, you know what I mean? So yes, I'm extremely judgmental person, we all are, and anyone who tells you differently is a liar. It is a complete and utter liar. But yes, gossip is very important, and I think you should be kind about it. Don't bully. Talk about someone behind their back. Do the right thing, you know, and don't do it with everybody, because a lot of people are going to talk trash. You know, if they're talking trash to you, they're probably talking trash about you. You know, that's usually how things go. But I mean, I feel like I only do it with a few people, and we do it all the time. We all have, it's like we've kind of Epsteined each other. We blackmail each other. I have texts from you. You have texts from me that probably nobody else should see, right? So we can get each other in trouble, which locks us into this trust bond that we share.
Mutually assured destruction. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. Much like nuclear warfare. Yeah. 100%. And it's a beautiful thing. It's one of the things I enjoy the most. I think I even mentioned it during Johnny's show. There's nothing better than drama that is just like grazing your skin, right? It's like, it's so close to you, but it's not yours. But as soon as it's yours, it's bad. It's not fun. You know, I don't like other people knowing my business, but when I see other people unraveling, especially if they claim that everything's going so well, or they're, you know, narcissistic, or they're just a mean person, come on. It's a little fun, right?
I get a lot of joy out of it.
Me as well, yeah.
But I think I'm inherently, I'm probably a negative person
overall.
I'd agree
with that.
But I kind of like using negativity and turning it into something positive. That's my whole thing.
Joy.
So
really,
if you're getting joy and laughter out of something negative, then I think that's a win.
Yes.
Right? You're turning it around. You're not just, it's not just sitting in you, boiling away, killing you. You can unleash it and use it as a weapon,
right,
and as a tool. And then it turns out to be beneficial. So that's a great thing.
Absolutely. And that picture that I sent to you, William, that you put on the Johnny B Show Facebook page, that was the woman, and I believe we talked about this a few weeks ago, where she was crying because she went to the doctor and her doctor had shamed her and said, hey, might want to eat just like a little less, because you're not going to make it to 65.
And then she said that was nonsense.
Yes.
Obviously.
That she's perfectly healthy.
Yep, she knows more than... What are you going to the doctor for, bitch?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing there? If you know more than the doctor, then you don't need to go.
Right.
You're good. You're perfectly healthy. What are you going for? You're being selfish. You're taking up resources then from people who need to go see a doctor.
Uh-huh.
I mean...
I know. It's like they only want to hear what they want to hear. And if you tell them something that they don't, then not only is it just, you know, an unfortunate reality, it's you're shaming me and you're a bully. You're a bully doctor. I guess that's the claim, man. I don't know. I feel like there's so much power in just admitting your faults. Every day I wake up, and when these women are giving themselves self-affirmations, what's the opposite of an affirmation? I'm giving myself self-insults. I wake up every day and I'm like, you could be better. You could be so much better. It's time to push a little harder. Maybe you should go to bed earlier and stop watching people eating donuts till 4 a.m., Anna. That's not good.
Yeah.
You could do better. And I'm honest with myself. And when I fall short, I go, okay, you're human. You suck. Try to be better tomorrow, even though, you know, odds are probably not. Probably not.
Well, like, you know, yeah. You know? But you have a goal, at least. Like, you're moving towards something. You're not just like, I'm great the way that I am.
No.
And I don't need to change. And then you won't. You won't change. You'll be you, which is fine, by the way. Like, you can be a piece of crap for all I care. I don't really do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But our culture is, it gets a lot of criticism for being the opposite of what it really is. We're so nice and so compassionate to our fellow human beings that we don't tell these losers to shut up. Like, we used to be like, no, you're wrong. We're moving on now. You're incorrect.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, objectively are wrong.
Yes.
In these assumptions where she's perfectly healthy as a fat pig. No, you're not. I mean, you're not. I'm sorry, but you're not. But she's going to cry and people are going to go, yeah, you're right. The internet's going to tell her that you're right. And then there's going to be some mean people who she'll block and report.
Sure.
And then they'll get thrown off social media for harassment.
Yeah.
But it's people telling her she's wrong in a not nice way. You know, that's not cool, really. I don't think you should harass people online.
No, it's not nice,
mean.
Which is why I do it behind their backs. And mind you, the women I'm following are not like thick models or anything like that, or they're just not skinny. I mean, these are, like Johnny was saying, gross and super obese, I think is the medical term.
It's just weird because it gets, you know, and then they cry about how they're being discriminated against. But it's like, if you were being discriminated against, you wouldn't be able to say these things. Like, you would just be trashed publicly, get tomatoes thrown at you on a stage. Like, that doesn't exist. That world is. Instead, we go, you know, we don't want to hurt your feelings. Like, dude, you know, go on Tumblr and do whatever you want.
Right.
But then it creates these, you know, these social networks where there's other people who feel this way, too. And then they can kind of create this tribe online.
Right.
And then that gets things done. Because they start harassment campaigns against, you know, they start their, what do you call that, raiding? Is that what the online term's called, where you start a mob online
and then
you call companies and you complain because somebody said something that you didn't like and you were offended by, and you got other people that were also offended by it, and they harass companies, they get people fired.
Oh, so you congregate and then you attack.
You can do it, and you can meet online.
It's never happened to me before.
It never used to be like if you were upset by something, like a company did something, you saw something on TV, you would have to go, I don't like this one bit. And usually you would go, well, I guess I'll move on.
Yeah.
Well, and if it really bothered you, then you would go, let me get my stationery out here, get my pen, let me pen a little letter to the editor here. And then you would, you know, fold it up, and you'd probably be over it by the time you finished the letter.
Like, I have to pay for a stamp?
Yeah, like, I don't have stamps. Yeah. Forget it. Yeah. But then even if you did, and then they would mail it, and one person would get the letter, the head honcho, and go, okay. And then they would put that in a garbage can where
File it away. Yeah.
And that would be the end of it.
I know.
And there'd be no follow-up. Or maybe they would be nice and send a follow-up and be like, thank you for your letter. We'll look into it.
Right.
You know, we certainly don't want to offend you.
Uh-huh.
We're very sorry if it did. And then you would get that letter and be like, I did something. Yeah. I got them to apologize to me. And
boom.
It was just one person. But now it's hundreds and thousands of people
and it's
now.
Instant, yeah.
And they just, these companies just bail. They panic.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't blame them. Like, if you had a girlfriend or a boyfriend or something, right?
Okay. So this is clearly a fantasy reality.
This is a fantasy world for you.
Yes.
And so let's say they ended up being a complete psycho.
Oh.
They were off the walls bonkers.
Not good.
And they showed up to your work, like, every day and started breaking windows.
Oh.
And, you know, going in, screaming and yelling in your place of employment. Eventually, your boss is going to be like, I'm sorry, I got to let you go. You got this crazy bitch here that's just, you know, disrupting everything.
Yes.
And it works. Unfortunately, this culture of tattletaling and making sure, demanding that they get their way works.
Throwing a tantrum.
If these companies said, we're going to have to ride through the storm for a few weeks, because eventually they find something else to get that they're mad at, and then they move on.
Right.
But it might be a rough few weeks. You
yes,
know?
That can happen.
It can happen. But that's what these companies need to do, is just be like, they need to hire a department that deals with this.
Like an HR or complaint department?
No, like a online complaint department.
Oh,
because all these companies are going to have to deal with this.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Crisis center.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the thing that I find most, kind of going back to these women who promote body positivity, they become, another thing I find intriguing is that they become obsessed with their bodies, right? And everything that they do revolves around what they look like, which is kind of ironic because that's kind of what they are preaching against, right? Like, you don't have to look a certain way. Looks aren't everything. You don't have to be a size 2, but they become just enraptured, and every post is about what they're doing, being a large person. It's not like, hey, look at these arts and crafts I'm making. Look at the, I'm really good at knitting. Like, it has nothing to do with any other aspect of their lives, any other hobbies that they may have. Maybe they like cooking or whatever it may be. Photography, none of that. It just, they become obsessed with themselves.
Yeah.
And they think that they are way more important than they actually are. And on top of that, they think that they are a warrior. They think that they are a martyr and that they are putting themselves on the chopping block to show everybody else that they are vulnerable but also strong, and that they are encouraging other people, mostly women, to do the same thing. And when I look at the comments, I'm quite surprised because most of them are positive. Now, a lot of them are probably deleting the negative ones, so I'm only seeing, you know, the body positivity
and you
ones.
You can report, like, just with the click of a button, too,
sure,
and then they automatically go away, and
sure,
then you get accounts suspended.
So I think that is what I am intrigued by. Not necessarily the body size, although that is impressive, but just the fact that there is just no inkling of, I can better myself. And everybody can be better. Everybody can improve. You know, forget about even just how you look. Like, let's talk about just being a compassionate person. Like, nobody seems to value that. You know, no one is saying that everybody is good at math. If you want to be good at math, you can be good at math. No, I've never heard a woman say that in my life, ever. You can be a good athlete. You could be. No, it's all about you are beautiful. Everybody's beautiful. That's just not true. That beautiful is it's part of a binary opposite. The other is ugly. Not everybody can be beautiful. Not everybody can be smart. Not everybody can be a good athlete. That's just how it goes.
What you're saying right now seems completely reasonable, but it's a hate crime,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
I know. But it's so funny that these people become obsessed with beauty. Like, if anything, I think that they should say, okay, I'm not a model, but I'm really good at physics, or I'm a really compassionate person. Look at this nonprofit I started up helping starving kids in Africa, like, or whatever, building a well, building a school, helping inner city kids. They just become so enraptured with themselves and feeling good about yourself. You know what will make you feel good about yourself and build confidence is doing hard things and overcoming them. You know what I mean?
But
starting
up
a business, maybe losing weight, maybe building up a hobby, learning to play guitar. Those things, when you accomplish them, you feel good about yourself because not everybody can do hard things.
But it's too, our society is too easy. We live in a strong men have made really good times. And we don't have, even like business owners now, like they're kind of demonized. Like these super rich billionaires are kind of like, they're being told by politicians that they're going to have to pay this tax, that be penalized for their success. And, like, I don't think people want to start. I think people have a negative outlook. A lot of people do of entrepreneurship, like going out and getting your own. I did for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I was brainwashed into this, like, what, I don't need money, like, eat the rich, you know, that type of attitude. But, you know, I finally grew up and was like, I have to support my family. Like, I want a good life. I want a comfortable life.
Sure.
So I'm going to have to go out and get it. I'm not going to feel bad for trying to go get that thing. And a lot of it's just people who don't have any skills. They don't have any way of getting these things. So instead of finding a way or, you know, creating some sort of skill, they just instead went, nah, screw that. I'm just going to fight against the system. That's
right.
What I'll do instead.
Right. And, a good segue into our first story here. It says an elementary student refuses to answer an offensive math problem about how much girls weigh. It says here, this is the question, okay? The table to the right shows the weight of 3 grade 4 students. How much heavier is Isabel than the lightest student? And this fourth grader wrote, she circled it, or I'm assuming it's a she. It is a she. She circled it and said, what? 4 exclamation points. This is offensive. Sorry, I won't write. This is rude. She used the wrong write, and rude is spelled R-O-O-D. So learn how to read, Chica.
Well, school's not her thing.
Yeah, apparently. It says you're a Utah fourth grader speaking up, claiming a math problem in her homework sheds light on a bigger problem, younger girl's body image. I was shocked, honestly, said Naomi as she stood in front of her daughter's elementary school. It was the last thing Naomi expected to see on her fourth grader's homework. I feel like it's such an irresponsible way to teach children how to do math. Okay, the question isn't how many Jews do you have to kill if you have four and you want two. Okay, that would be problematic, okay? This is has to do with weight. Weight which should be neutral. It could be, I mean, it could be anything. It could be 4 pounds, 3 pounds. It could be not even, like, even drawn to scale. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, weight's one of those things that are sensitive. You could do height, but then I'm sure some people would claim that that's a problem, too. There you go.
Yes.
So there's always something, and that's what people need to realize, too, is everybody has their thing. You can't cater to just a few people with every word that you use.
Yeah.
You're going to offend some people sometimes. I mean, I don't know what else you can do. Whatever word offends you, you can just find another phrase or word that means the exact same goddamn thing.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter. But I think it's really a form of controlling what people
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. And I'm trying
people
to
like that feeling.
I'm trying to scan through the story, and I'm have a feeling that, let's see, was so responsive. They like the school apologized.
No doubt. No doubt.
Because they it's ridiculous.
They don't want the mob coming for him. I'm sure this girl was applauded too for her.
I bet she was chubby too.
Standing up, maybe. Yeah. Standing up for her fellow classmates and over this race. It's crazy. Like, I looked up whatever you put in Google. I mean, you can literally. I play this game sometimes where I go so and so or whatever noun is racist, and usually an article comes up. I did spray tanning because I was thinking about Justin Trudeau's brown face.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if spray tanning is going to be next because you're making your skin darker.
Right.
Sure enough, there was articles about spray tanning is
how it's cultural appropriate or it's, ethnic
no,
appropriation.
It's, just it's racist because you're darkening your skin.
What you going to do, Will? You're on Stay Woke. Thank you for holding. Who's this?
That's just Greggy.
Hey, Greggy, what's up?
Another great show, another great topic. You know, I've been on the dating sites, and I would say even three to 5 years ago, you would see more honest, weight descriptions as a few extra pounds, prefer not to say. And nowadays, it's all average, athletic, and you see these pictures, it's like, come on, Billy, I know you see the same thing.
Oh,
it's like, what the F?
Yep.
But anyway, I'll let you guys go. I love you. Another great show.
Thanks, Greggy.
Thanks, Greggy.
Love you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yeah, man. That's an epidemic. You always got to look at that. The first pick's always good.
Mm-hmm.
It's always taken at the high angle.
Yeah.
But then usually, most of them, once you start getting through a few pictures, then they got the...
Yeah, I definitely have a few full body ones, so
got to. That's fair. I mean, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah,
because you don't know what to expect. I've had those scenarios where you go and they're monsters.
Yeah,
you know, and then I drink my coffee with them. And say, this was fun, but you didn't expect it, and like I don't understand like what you think's gonna happen.
Yeah,
like I'm just gonna fall in love with your personality or something.
That's not how it goes down. I remember I went out with this guy in Detroit, and we met on like Tinder, Bumble. No, Bumble wasn't around. It was Tinder. And I met him, and he had the most beautiful face, like to this day, just like a really, like just a beautiful face, very symmetrical, gorgeous hair, very pretty eyes. It was definitely his moneymaker. So, and he had a great smile. And so I'm like, wow, this guy's really cute. Dark hair, dark skin, dark eyes. Like that was my whole jam. And so I meet him, and he just had like a lunch lady body, but just a beautiful face. And I just tried to keep like looking at his face, but the rest of him was a mess. And it was really funny because like the more I got to know him, and I would hang out with him and his friends, and he would always talk about how his face was his moneymaker because he was like, the rest of me is just a disaster.
Yeah, totally.
But his face was great. And so I felt like I was like halfway catfished. Because like his body was bad.
Man, you always think
it was a bad shape.
I've met some of those people too. That it's just like, well, why don't you just stop eating so much?
No, it wasn't even that. Like he was heavy, but it was a bad shape. He was like an old woman. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean you can tone up, you can exercise.
Of course, he could
do
better, but it was the proportions. Like he had a fat ass,
oh,
like a lunch lady, like a fat, big, flat
big
ass,
fat ass,
with like lunch lady arms. And wow. I'm like, dude, you're such a juxtaposition.
That's a bummer, man.
When I just focus on your face, it's beautiful, but the rest of you is just a disaster.
And maybe he did try to, you know, fix it. I have a hell of a time, you know, with my weight, so I feel him. I mean,
no, I'll show you a picture during the break.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, I feel like for the amount of work I do, I should be in better shape than I am. But I'm not. So, I mean, it's a struggle, so I get it. And by the way, I was just, before we go to break here, I know we got to go.
Yeah.
I just put in, because we were talking about the math question there.
Sure.
And I put, math is racist. A CNN article came up. Math is racist. How data is driving inequality. This is the world we live in.
I know.
Objective truths are racist.
And they, people love to be upset.
It's insane.